Listening Library presents The Wolf Tree, The Clockwork Dark, Book 2, by John Claude Bemis. Read for you by John H. Mayer. Prologue. Conker brought the 9-pound hammer down on the pitch-dark train's boiler. The train erupted into flame and rocketing debris. Joly fell. Just before she hit the water, she lost hold of Ray. She plunged into the river, and with the splash came a powerful surge of relief. She had returned to the water where she belonged. For so long she had been hidden aboard the Ballyhoo, the medicine show's train. For so long she had been prisoner to the fear that the Gog would capture her, to have her siren voice, and use the enchantment as a means of controlling people, of drawing servants to his monstrous machine. She had at last reached the blessed true waters of the Mississippi River. Now she was free to return to her swamp far to the south. Then she remembered Ray. The swift current whipped past Joly, scattering her tangled hair and gown. She arched in the water, kicking fiercely as she swam back for him. Heavy chunks of metal ripped from the pitch-dark train plummeted around her in the murky water. She looked all around through the gloom until she spied a shadow below her. It wasn't sinking like the train's debris.